This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The United States has urged countries to be diligent in maintaining sanctions on North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on countries Saturday to strictly enforce sanctions on the isolated nation.
The process of achieving denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula is one that I think we have all known would take some time. But I must say, from my meetings here, the world is united in seeing this achieved.
His remarks followed the release of a United Nations report warning that North Korea has found ways to navigate around the sanctions imposed over the North's nuclear weapons program. Zimbabwe's newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called on the country to unite after he was declared the narrow winner of the election.
Though some will inevitably be disappointed with the outcome, I urge everyone to be calm and peaceful and to look forward.
Mnangagwa's chief opponent in this week's election, Nelson Chamisa, said the poll was a fraud and pledged to challenge the results. Authorities in southern Afghanistan say they have lost contact with scores of soldiers after Taliban insurgents assaulted a military base. A regional Afghan National Army spokesman told VOA heavy fighting erupted following the late Friday insurgent offensive in the Chinardo district. An insurgent spokesman claims the multi-pronged Taliban offensive overran the Afghan army base, killing 55 soldiers and capturing six others. Villagers and relatives in eastern Afghanistan dug a common grave today and buried 35 victims of the previous day's devastating suicide gun and bomb attack on a Shiite mosque. A reporter for VOA's Afghan language broadcast said hundreds of mourners attended. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says it foresees huge difficulties ahead in efforts to combat the latest Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO's emergency response chief, Peter Salama, says the operation getting underway in North Kivu will be much more difficult and complex than past Ebola response efforts.
On the scale of degree of difficulty, trying to extinguish an outbreak of a deadly high-threat pathogen in a war zone reaches the top of any of our scales.
Ebola is a constant threat in the Democratic Republic of Congo as the virus thrives in heavily forested areas. The newest outbreak is the 10th since the first one was discovered in 1976. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russian officials say 18 people have died in a helicopter crash in northwestern Siberia. All those on board, three crew members and 15 passengers, were killed. The helicopter was reportedly taking workers to an oil station. An investigation is underway. A U.S. federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must resume a program that protects deportation of young undocumented migrants who were brought to the country illegally as children and must reunite migrant children with their parents.
A federal judge said Friday the responsibility for reuniting hundreds of migrant children with parents from whom they were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border is on the U.S. government. U.S. District Judge Dana Sabra said in a conference call it is 100% the responsibility of the administration. In a court filing, the Justice Department says the State Department has begun talks with foreign governments on how the administration can aid the reunification efforts. There are more than 500 still separated children, including 410 with parents outside the United States. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Eight places in Portugal broke local temperature records as a wave of heat from North Africa swept across the Iberian Peninsula. Temperatures are expected to peak today at 47 degrees Celsius across much of the peninsula. The World Meteorological Organization says continental Europe's record temperature for this time of year is 48 degrees Celsius. That happened in 1977 in Greece. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir says he plans to sign a final power-sharing deal with rebels and other opposition groups intended to end the country's nearly five-year civil war. Most of South Sudan's warring parties signed a preliminary power-sharing deal late last month, which would reinstate rebel leader Riek Machar as first vice president. That's the latest news. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.